From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Jurors in the campaign finance trial of former Senator John Edwards have reached a partial verdict, issuing a unanimous guilty vote on the third count of illegal campaign contributions. The judge has ordered the jury back to deliberations on the other counts. The decision comes after a 17-day trial and 9 days of deliberations in Greensboro, North Carolina. House lawmakers have voted against a measure making it a federal crime to provide an abortion to a woman who is motivated by the sex of the fetus. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The bill to ban gender-based abortions was introduced by Arizona Congressman Trent Franks.
It is my hope that by protecting unborn children from being aborted based on their sex, that one day, very soon, we will also recognize the humanity and justice of protecting unborn children regardless of their race or color as well.
But researchers say that studies so far show the practice is not widespread in the U.S., though there is some evidence it occurs in Asian American communities. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists opposes sex-selected abortions, but is against the bill proposed by Franks, because, among other things, it would violate doctor-patient confidentiality. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
Prisoners in California's Pelican Bay State Prison have filed a lawsuit protesting what they call inhumane treatment. Many of the inmates say they've been held in solitary confinement for more than a decade. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on conditions inside the prison.
Criminals held in this special housing unit spend at least 22 hours a day in a small cell with no windows. They say they're denied phone calls, family visits, and any kind of education behind bars. More than 500 prisoners in Pelican Bay have spent more than 10 years in solitary confinement, and a few dozen have been isolated there for more than 20 years. Their lawyers at the Center for Constitutional Rights argue that violates the Eighth Amendment, which bans cruel or unusual punishment. The prisoners say they have no way to get out of the unit short of informing on other inmates, which violates their due process rights. Several of the inmates helped lead a hunger strike last year. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Dragon spacecraft has landed safely back on Earth. The unmanned cargo ship parachuted into the Pacific this morning after leaving the International Space Station. It brought back nearly 1,400 pounds of old gear. It's the first vessel to return such a load since NASA's shuttles retired last year. It will take a few days to transport the capsule by barge to Los Angeles. From there, Dragon will be taken to the SpaceX rocket factory in Texas for unloading and inspection. On Wall Street, the Dow was up almost 2 points at 12,421, the Nasdaq down 16, the S&P down 16. This is NPR News. Supersizing sugary drinks in New York City may no longer be an option. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is proposing to ban the sales of large-size sugary beverages in an effort to fight the nation's obesity epidemic. The ban, which could take effect as soon as March, would not apply to diet sodas, fruit juices, or alcoholic beverages. Documents show 58% of New York City adults and nearly 40% of city public school students are overweight or obese. European Central Bank Chief Mario Draghi is critical of the way the Eurozone crisis has been handled, saying it's the job of European Union leaders and not the bank to come up with a vision for the common currency's future. Terry Schultz in Brussels has the details.
Draghi says the central bank cannot fill the policy void and that European leaders must decide now how they want the euro and their own cooperation to develop. He criticizes the way governments have underestimated their economic problems and then had to issue correction after correction as their assessments became more realistic.
That's the worst possible way of doing things because everybody ends up doing the right thing, but at the highest possible cost and price.
Using the example of bank recapitalization specifically, Draghi says it's better to do too much than too little. He suggests a cross-border banking union with centralized funding and supervision so that no matter what country a struggling bank is in, it will be supported. Germany is opposed to such collective guarantees. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And an update on the John Edwards case. It's unclear whether the jury announced its decision on count three. The jury said that's the only count they could agree on. The judge sent the jury back to keep deliberating. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.